Well, we had another good day today. I think we put together a good week of practice. Should bode well for us as we prepare for a very good football team in a hostile environment. Great fans up there, very, very loud. Like the way our guys are practicing and prepared. We should be in pretty good shape. Physically, we'll get a few more guys back, which is encouraging. Looks like Fred Evans may make it. We'll learn a little bit more tomorrow when we take a look at him again. He was able to get some work today, more work than he got yesterday. So if he wakes up tomorrow and feels pretty good, that means we have a chance of getting him on the field. Most of the other guys, nothing a whole lot different with anybody else. I know there'll be an injury report that'll come out in a few minutes, and you guys will get a chance to look at that. Christian is better. We gave him a little bit more today in practice, so that was encouraging. See how he feels tomorrow with the extended work we gave him today, and then we'll make a determination based on where he is tomorrow. Just want to make sure that he feels comfortable, as well as our medical staff as well. But I think we're headed in the right direction in a lot of areas, and look forward to this football game.
Did Adrian practice today?
Adrian did not practice. His groin is bothering him, so we held him out to get him ready for Sunday. Should be ready to go, but we held him out because of that.
No concerns then?
No.
With Fred coming back, has that changed the plans with Kevin at all?
No, I think we'll still, get Kevin in there some at the nose, because with Fred, coming off an injury, you're still not certain how many snaps he can actually give you. So we'll still have a plan to get Kevin in there at times.
Us against Washington, Christian really did seem to put some things together and was playing well before he got hurt. Do you get the sense that even more he wants to get back out there and play to try and build on what he was doing in that game?
I think so, John. I know he's worked hard with the work the trainers have given him to try to, get back. But this is one of those injuries that takes time. But I know that's part of it, his thinking about what he accomplished in our last ball game and wanting to build on that. So he's working as hard as he can to get on the field.
Would you expect that?
Shoulder. It's not his throwing shoulder, but does it affect him just in the way that in his drops, in mechanics, anything like that that you've been able to see so far?
Not so much. It'll be more, at this point, I think, about the contact part of it. But his mechanics, with the work that we've done, seem to be intact.
Would you expect it to be a surprise if Christian's not your starter on Sunday?
The way he moved around today, he looked pretty good. So hopefully he'll wake up tomorrow without any residual effects, negative effects from today's work with the workload that we gave him. But you never know.
So barring the unforeseen, he's your guy, it sounds like?
Yes.
With Adrian, is it similar to his hamstring where you're just kind of managing, or will this affect him, you think, someday?
More managing, not wanting to overextend him. He has a good feel for what we're doing game plan-wise, and should be fine when we get to Sunday.
So. What's going on with Greg Jennings on the injury report yesterday with the Achilles?
Yeah, he's pretty sore, so, just backed off to work today. Give him another day to, get ready for Sunday. Yeah, he was limited to what we did for him today, yeah. No, he'll be ready to go, yeah. I don't know if Latroy will make it. He did okay today, but see how he does tomorrow. But he may or may not make it.
Les, there was, a discussion on KFAN this morning about you kind of having an emotional moment with players at practice yesterday, being a little more animated than usual. Was that just something you felt like you needed to do to get a message across, or what went into that?
Now, how would KFAN know about that? How would they know about that? No, we just, the things that happen in practice that you're dealing with, doing what we do, just some of those things you have to deal with, so.
Trying to get things a little bit more high energy, though, this week, just preparation for a tough Seattle team.
Tough Seattle team, tough environment, all those things. And also where we are in our season, just making sure that we stay on point. We're 1-0 in the second half of the season. We want to be 2-0 after Sunday afternoon. And just want to make sure we're all on board with getting that done.
Was it anything out of character for you, or did you do anything different, or just?
No, that's why I'm wondering why I was even reported. I don't think I did anything out of character, anything I haven't done in the past.
Tackling a big emphasis yesterday.
Big emphasis with the pads on. They would have liked for us to take the pads off yesterday, but this is not the week I think you want to be taking the pads off. We have to find a way to tackle this running back and handle their physical offensive line. They do a great job, evidenced by their average. I think they're averaging like 154 yards rushing a game, which is pretty impressive. So This is a week you want to wear your pads, and yeah, we've emphasized tackling.
You had said earlier this week that Williams wouldn't start at the nose. Is that still the case, even with LaTroy possibly out and Evans still a little bit in doubt, or what?
We'll have to rethink that, Chris. You know, we were hoping at the time I made that statement that LaTroy was going to make it. I'm not certain that he will now, so we'll have to go back and discuss, you know, what's the best way to go.
Just given Christian, you know, a little bit of the uncertainty with his health, any thought to having all three quarterbacks active again on Sunday?
Yeah, that'll be a part of the conversation, you know, when we leave here from this press conference and talk about what's the best route to take based on, you know, where Christian is. And we'll know more tomorrow when we watch him move around and see where he is and what he has to say.
Have you gotten any more details from the league on Jerome and what you're able to do there, or what his status will be for Sunday?
Yeah, they've kind of, you know, given us some information as to how to proceed for this week, and we'll learn more when we come back next week. So we have an idea, you know, what we can and can't do this week.
Is your expectation, though, that he'll be available for the rest of the year, or is that still kind of in limbo?
Yeah, I can't go beyond this week. You know, we'll know more next week. But, you know, all I know about is what we're able to do this week.
Will he be making the trip to Seattle?
Jerome? Yeah. Yeah, we're going to play him in the ball game. Yes.
Okay, so he'll be active. Okay.
Yes.
Would you like to call a press conference and announce your wide receiver starter for Sunday?
No.
Do you, regardless of whatever the league does, are you guys content as an organization to let the league handle discipline?
I don't know if content is the word, Brian, but you know, we'll see what happens when we talk again next week. I know Rick, general manager Rick Spielman, will be on the phone with the league office on Monday, as he has been throughout this week, you know, talking about what can and can't be done and how we should proceed, and they'll pick up those conversations again on Monday.
Thing with the backup quarterback, Castle seems to be sort of the second in line. Is that what will happen Sunday?
You know, we still have tomorrow to get through to see where Christian is, and then we'll make a decision based on where he is, what happens with, you know, with our backup from there. Because, you know, depending on what happens, who you think might be your backup might end up being your starter. So we'll see. We'll see.
If Cordero gets more snaps on offense, is there any thought to maybe lightening his load on kick returns, or is he still going to be fielding all those?
It'll probably be, you know, based on what happens on those returns. If they're doing what Washington and Dallas did, not kicking to him, then it's not much stress, you know, as a kickoff returner. So we'll see what approach Seattle takes. All right, thank you guys.
Thanks.